fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, it is Thursday, the very first day of September, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do, in fact, begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm proud to say, as always. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day is to inventory and check all batteries of all kinds. You need batteries to make all our various modern devices work. Make sure that they're in good condition and that the battery chargers are in good condition. And last but not least, when you put anything into on a shelf that uses a battery and you're not going to use it for more than a few days, be sure and take the batteries out. It's a way to avoid very expensive damage to your equipment. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Kirk. Kirk Finney is the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filtration products. We're going to be talking about the events today and how incorporating these marvelous devices into your daily life and to your lifestyle will help you get achieve your goals and have a healthier, better life. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
If I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
Good, sir? John, is my audio signal okay?
I think it's okay. I'd turn it up just a bit on my end, but our engineer can turn
it
up.
What about now?
That is much better.
Okay.
Much better.
Yeah, I'm having some little bit of difficulty here. I guess it's going around, huh?
I've been testing some new equipment myself. I have a new soundboard, which apparently the Skype platform we use is not all that compatible with a soundboard. But there's a way to make it work, and
right.
I'm working with a technician to get that figured out. I'll be able to improve my audio once that's done. Have more fun doing the show. Well, Kirk, this is the first day of September. Labor Day weekend is this coming weekend. Usually, officially, at least in most of the country, the public swimming pools shut down The day after Labor Day, they drain the pools, they clean them, begin the maintenance. Almost all public schools and private schools will be back in session the day after Labor Day, if not already. And we're beginning to enter the fall season, aren't we, sir?
We are. Yeah, I really hate the fact that a lot of the public schools start now in mid-August. I think it's kind of like anti-American. You know, growing up, we always had through Labor Day, you know, and you know, or the Wednesday actually after Labor Day. And now it's changed. And my grandchildren go back, you know, I think it's like the 10th of August or some crazy thing.
Well, kind of there's a reason for that. The government wants to raise your children.
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, they're doing a great job.
And here's how they justify it. They say, well, we need a longer school year to help the children achieve better on these standardized tests, which, of course, doesn't work. Hasn't worked. The highest SAT scores ever were what calendar year, Kirk?
Oh, I'm guessing probably 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
The year I graduated from high school, 1966.
Wow.
They've gone down every year since. They've changed the test twice and now three times to artificially give the impression that the tests have gone up, which, of course, they have not.
Well, I think, you know, rote learning, you know, and being able to memorize certain things, you know, especially mathematical equations, I'm sure it's important. I mean, it's not as important as critical, you know, true critical thinking, which has been absent probably from the curriculum for ages. I mean, I just don't see anybody that I know that's a recent college graduate that seems to be proficient, you know, in that regard, or willing to really analyze and look at facts. And in my opinion, look, I work with my hands, and I don't know. I mean, you have a little bit of that background too, I know. And, you know, to me, it's like the physical aspects of things, you know, are very important. And yet we live in a time now where it's become common for people to completely disregard, you know, physicality and look at something else, you know, emotions or, you know, other aspects that really are not representative, you know, of God's natural truth, which I think is a shame, you know, and I actually think that premise is pretty much responsible for a lot of the trouble that we have. I mean, people are into the personalities, they're into the, you know, the political segments, they're into the, you know, all the different aspects that are promoted, you know, on the mainstream media. And of course, in the education system, which is, I think, you know, what you're talking about. I mean, it's bizarre. I mean, I can't believe that we've allowed it to get where it was. I just hope that we can begin to turn things around.
Well, it was incremental beginning in the 1930s with the introduction of the Dick and Jane readers, which were introduced before World War II. You know, I don't know what they used to justify it, but my belief is that they promoted this as a quicker and easier way for children to learn to read and write English. That's probably how it was promoted, to take the place of phonics. It's been a disaster. I agree with what you're saying, Kirk, but you can't get to even if you have critical thinking skills, you can't implement them unless you can read and write the English language properly. So you're going to be hopelessly lost unless you learn to read and write and speak, of course, the English language at an early age.
So it's like saying you can't think beyond your vocabulary.
Precisely. You're limited, and you will forever be limited. And you, no matter how high your IQ is, and I had a brief discussion with an educational professional about this matter a few weeks ago in person and at my meetup. In fact, my monthly radio show meetup is tonight at the Dietrich Panny's restaurant at the Benton Square building in Rolla, Missouri. We get together at 4:30 for dinner. We have our informal discussion from 6 to 7, and Leon Green will take over with the training at 7 p.m. What's this young lady? She's in her early 30s, I believe, a educational professional. She says, John, the high IQ students, they can grasp the sight reading or whole word. High sight reading and whole world reading are basically synonyms. They can grasp it more quickly and get that concept more quickly than the students who don't have high IQ on one hand. On the other, they also, the high IQ students, are also limited forever in their vocabulary, because in the absence of learning phonics, it's almost impossible to learn new words that you're not familiar with. And that's what phonics teaches you to do, is to comprehend and understand new words and add those words to your vocabulary.
Right. I can see that. I can see that. You know, it's become fashionable, you know, by the powers that ought not be, you know, who seem to be controlling things, to really keep people dumbed down, you know, in a big way. And not only that, but, you know, greatly reduce the vocabulary and the understanding and the comprehension. I have an 1830 or 1840 Webster dictionary, which has about six times the words as the current, you know, collegiate dictionary. And there's just a lot of words that have just been thrown out that aren't used anymore. Even, you know, it seems like, I guess the Latin roots are really significant and really important. And maybe if you're not a lawyer, you know, you may not get educated completely on that anymore. Maybe even lawyers don't get educated on Latin. I don't know. It could
be
that they're...
Lawyers and anybody involved in the sciences, in any of the biological sciences, they have to learn Latin. It's not optional. Anyway, Kirk, yeah, what's broken, and I was going to mention this, the young lady that I spoke this to last month, she confirmed what I already believed, is that the private schools never stopped teaching phonics beginning in kindergarten. The parents of children that are sending their kids to private schools, they demand excellence. They demand that their children be properly taught the English language. So the children in private schools are basically taught the same way that I was taught in the early 1950s, and that's beginning in kindergarten, the teaching of phonics. So all you parents and grandparents out there, just get these kids out of public school. Seriously.
Do you think that a lot of the private schools are also, you know, leaning toward the, you know, the real hard left?
Well, it's going to be a mixed bag there. And many private schools have a solid Christian foundation, and they're not going to do that. And others, of course, are going to be run by communists. So it's going to be a mixed bag.
Yeah, there's a school close to you that does a real good job, right, of educating. And they have a part-time work that all the students do so that they can graduate without debt. What is the name of that school?
Well, it's a three-hour drive one way, so it's not terribly close. It's the College of the Ozarks.
Ah.
There's probably four applicants for every available freshman seat in that school. All the students graduate with no debt, and the tuition is paid for by the students who work while they're going to school.
That's great.
They have a world-class lodge and restaurant. They have a dairy. I don't know what other businesses they run, but they're functioning, profitable businesses that the students work at to earn their keep, so to speak. Their room, their board, and tuition is all paid for by the students themselves, and they graduate with a degree that's held in high regard by the private sector, because the businesses, you know, businesses go there to recruit these students when they're seniors to come work for them, because they know where they're going to get. They're going to get young men and women who have a strong work ethic, that have a solid education, and a solid purpose, a strong purpose in life. So these students probably have 2 to 3 job offers for before they even graduate. The College of the Ozarks is a great model that I think can and should be emulated by all over the country. In addition, Kirk, they now incorporate elementary and high school into what they do down there. They're just south of Branson is where they are.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, it sounds like a great opportunity.
Yeah, very near Branson, Missouri. And the call number is 512-248-8252. All these matters that we're concerned about continue to move forward. The make-believe president, who should not be in the Oval Office, gave a speech earlier this week where he said that private citizens can't defend themselves against a government with F-15s, basically.
Right.
That the citizens need F-15s. Well, I think he should have given that speech half a century ago to the Viet Cong, so they would know that they couldn't defeat the United States.
That's right.
Or he should give that speech to the Taliban, who should be informed that they couldn't defeat the United States.
That's right.
Because they didn't have F-15s.
He's got a bigger speech coming up tonight, does he not?
It's going to be a political speech, but he managed to convince the networks to carry it live as if it was a matter of national
I see. So he's going to be at a location stumping.
I don't know where he's going to be. I'm not going to watch the speech. My time's too valuable to take up. I'm going to be at my radio show meetup with real people and discussing real matters. I'll probably look at a summary of his speech tomorrow, but
sure.
I'm not going to waste my time listening to this man and whatever the speechwriters came up with in the West Wing of the White House. The speechwriters had actually worked for Obama and Hillary.
Clearly the case. Absolutely.
Right. So, are you going to watch the speech yourself?
I don't know if I'll watch the whole thing. I'll probably watch the wrap up at the end. You know, through the news. I'm actually more interested in seeing some of the pre-debate that's going to go on beforehand, and you know, I may watch a little bit of it. I probably, you know, like you, don't really have the patience to sit through the whole deal. It's going to be interesting. I mean, I think he's just going to, you know, do more of what he's done already this week, which is talk about how, you know, 2/3 of the country, you know, that are MAGA oriented are actually the enemies now. And, you know, they're the ones that are causing all the problems, you know, out there in the economy and else, which is just ridiculous. I mean, I mean, it's gotta be that they have some kind of fix, you know, planned for early November. I mean, because what are they going to talk about, you know, between now and then? There really isn't much.
Apparently, the talking points, the platform of majority or many of these Democratic candidates is they want to kill babies, as if that's something Americans are concerned about, as they are struggling to buy gasoline, buy food, and pay the rent and utilities, as if killing babies is the main thing on American voters' minds.
Here in my local community, I saw the first infant yesterday coming out of the post office with her mother or his mother that I think I've seen in months. And I said to Kathy, you know, I haven't been seeing babies at all anywhere. It's bizarre. It's like people have stopped having babies, at least here in this area. I don't know if it's the case all across the country. I mean, the numbers, I think, are showing that there's a great reduction, you know, in that. And it's just terrible. The whole thing is just terrible. Really, really blows.
Well, I would urge you to start reading the obituaries in your local paper. What you're going to find that I'm finding locally is an increase in the obituaries for newborns.
Well, I saw another snippet on one of the channels this morning when I was running that was talking about the effect that the treatment has had on babies still in the womb. Came complete with sonogram, you know, video, and it just, I mean, this netting and supposed clotting, you know, in the placenta, and another shocking, you know, revelation to me. And I guess a lot of the pregnant women were encouraged by their doctors and their local OBGYN to go ahead and get, you know, the treatment.
And what is the treatment? What are you talking about, the treatment?
Well, I'm talking about the shots.
The clot shot. The COVID-19
right.
vaccine
right.
clot shot. Well, let's be clear for people here.
The clot shot.
Yes, sir. Well, there's lots of treatments people could get. We need to be specific.
Oh, sure. I just think, I mean, you know, it seems risky, you know, to actually give titles, you know, in this day and age, the things online.
Yeah, well, if you're not willing to be risky on my show, you're in the wrong place.
Unless you're talking about alien invasions, you know, that skip over from another planet passing by, then it's okay, I guess, to do that.
Anything's okay on the John Moore radio show as long as it's truthful and, you know, accurate.
Do you think the aliens from Nibiru is going to be truthful? I wanted to ask your opinion on that. I heard that some of that segment yesterday.
Well, we can talk about that after the break. We'll
okay,
right.
Sounds good.
We're Where you spend money says a lot about what you value. I'm Peter Serafin, and this is today's Liberty Minute. Rather than 87,000 IRS agents, what if the federal government funded 87,000 school resource officers? That would be a school resource officer for two-thirds of the K-12 schools in the United States. That would be a big accomplishment if school shootings were really a priority. Or it could be a Border Patrol agent every 4/10 of a mile along the southern border to stop the fentanyl from flowing in. Fentanyl that has become the number one killer of people 18 to 45 years old. Instead, our government hires 87,000 agents of the Internal Revenue Service to collect your tax money for their pet projects. Clearly, our federal government values your money more than our children. Find more political news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters, including the ReadyPure, a countertop stainless steel gravity feed water filter that you need for regular, normal times to give you clean, healthy, purified water, and something in hard times that will keep you alive. We recommend one for every two adults, one for every three children, plus get another one, get one more, to leave it in the box unopened as a very high quality barter or trade item. And there's a bonus. You get a $100 discount on each piece of equipment, don't you, Kirk?
You do, except this weekend we're giving 150 off.
Whoa.
As a Labor Day special. Yeah, it's going to happen now through Monday night. So if you've been thinking about picking up a ReadyPure unit, folks, now's the time to do it. Take advantage of this, an extra $50 in savings.
Okay. Well, let's get back to your question about Planet X, Nibiru, and aliens living on that planet. What John Moore thinks is not really all that relevant, but we're going to go to the words of an expert. Now, let's say you're in college and you really like looking at stars and you want to become a professional astronomer. Are you with me, Kirk?
So far.
Okay, now, so you study hard, you write your, you get your bachelor's degree in astronomy, you move forward and get a master's, and you go on from that to write your thesis and get a doctorate, and you got your PhD, and you're looking around for work, and you get a, you get work, and you're working and having a great time, and you finally get your dream job. Here it is, supervising astronomer of the United States Naval Observatory. Is there any place else your career can go from there? Probably not. Would you say, would that be a fair statement, Kirk?
I don't know much about it. I don't know much about astronomy.
Once you've become the supervising astronomer of the United States Naval Observatory, your career is pretty much topped off and as far as it's going to go. Dr. Robert Harrington, supervising astronomer of the United States Naval Observatory, is on video, and I've seen the video, having a discussion with Zechariah Sitchin. Zechariah Sitchin could pick up Babylonian clay tablets and read them like you and I could read the newspaper, by the way. Dr. Robert Harrington says the following, that Planet X could support life as we know it. That's the statement of the supervising astronomer of the United States Naval Observatory, not John Moore.
Right.
Now, the record, the historical record, is that this planet zooms through our solar system about every 3,600 years. There's no precise timing. We have records going back at least three passages. The Bible has references to this as well. And so my answer is that I defer my answer to the answer given by Dr. Robert Harrington, supervising astronomer of the United States Naval Observatory. Now, you can believe what the man says, or you can not. That's your choice, obviously.
Sure.
I choose to believe what Dr. Robert Harrington, supervising astronomer of the United States Naval Observatory, says as being scientifically accurate. Now, could he be wrong? Of course he could be. But there's very few human beings on this planet that have the credentials that this man had when he made that observation. He's now deceased, of course. He announced publicly he was going to pack up advanced equipment and go to the Antarctic to personally observe the 10th planet, which he did. Not long thereafter, he allegedly died from a fast-acting form of cancer. That's the public story. After his death, his main assistant at the United States Naval Observatory basically said that there was not going to be any more research into the 10th planet. That was over. He got the memo.
Right.
If you want to live, you will discontinue any public comments on the 10th planet. So that's your answer, Kirk. And something I don't want to dwell on this too much longer, but what I found is that the people who are bugging me for a date, John, when's Planet X going to come through our solar system? My observation, having talked to hundreds of people like this for 20 years, the people interested in a date, the people that want a date, the people that are seeking a date, are the people who are not prepared to deal with it. Here's their logic. Once I get a date, then I'll stop living my comfortable urban suburban life. Then I'll find a place in the country where I'll start in the Ozarks, where I'll start my hobby farm, and that's what I'll do.
Right.
But not before then.
Well, if a dark planetoid, comes through, so the story goes, it's going to be a rough ride for everybody. And obviously, those people, like you say, that can bury underground and are prepared with food and water, may fare better, but it's going to definitely have life-changing effects for all. No question about it.
Well, every passage is bad. Every third passage, which this is the third passage, by the way, most human beings die. The effects, and they're recorded in the Bible also, scientists in the U.S. Navy say that there'll be at least three 9-point-plus earthquakes in a New Madrid seismic zone, which is not far from me, but I'm protected. Most of the Ozarks are protected by a ridge of granite. But the energy goes east, goes south, goes north very effectively, wiping out Memphis, Chicago, and places farther east. 200-mile-an-hour winds for probably a better part of a day from the east to the from the west to the east. And, of course, the ocean's coming out of the basins, which is why all the government agencies are moving to the Denver area, which Denver will be the new capital of the United States and the western capital. The eastern capital will be Atlanta. It'll be subservient to the western capital. United States Northern Command is separating the United States east-west at the Mississippi River. That happened quite a few years ago. My friend Command Sergeant Major Page was at a meeting where they were briefed on that, but they weren't told why. They were just so told, gentlemen, this will happen. And there's a lot more to it. I can do a three-hour lecture on this with a couple of 10-minute breaks, Kirk, but that's just some of the high points.
Sure.
There's videos for sale at my website that go in much greater detail. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
The U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not a attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. I have things there you'll find nowhere else on the Internet. You won't, because they can't be found anywhere else on the Internet. The articles written by my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist, the latest intelligence briefing, news from all over the world, put together by a friend of mine, a former counterintelligence agent that I worked on a murder case. He was an investigator in the case also. And, of course, energy cleaners, effective immediately. The Labor Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect. Listen carefully. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, effective immediately. And when you place your order, you'll be paying full price. My automated system is too complex to change for a sale that runs a couple of days. My order takers won't have a clue what you're talking about if you ask about the sale. All they know how to do is take orders. Very nice young men and women. And so when you place your order, you pay full price. I refund the sale price manually. So that goes until midnight Monday night, Labor Day. That would be midnight the, what day is that? The fifth day of September. And we will, I don't believe we do a live show on Labor Day. So that's the Labor Day sale on energy cleaners and mattress pads. $25 off energy cleaners and $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. And we got Kirk with us, the proprietor of water revolution. Kirk, we got a caller on hold. We got Pat in Texas. Morning, Pat.
Good morning, Kirk and John. I wanted to talk about that Planet X because about 12 years ago, I was on the internet looking at the possible routes that it could take. It could come close to the Earth. So the way I look at it is, it's up to us. When God's ready for destroy the Earth in 1 hour, He can do it. I think we should pay attention to that.
I agree.
That's what the Bible says. In 1 hour. Yeah.
Okay, Pat. Anything else?
Well, it does attract iron, and maybe it might be good to clean up the space, because everybody's claiming they're getting new ways to clean space, but they haven't done it yet. But there's all this, you know, broken up satellites and everything up there. It attracts iron. And I have wondered at times how all of a sudden all the snow in Russia is orange. Well, I mean, we don't know. but I think we need to take heed, because the earthquakes are coming. I mean, God tells people about them. And I hate to say it, but there's one that goes all the way from up there in the northwest of Washington that fall all the way to North Florida. And I've been in Florida, and I felt a shaking for a whole entire minute. My house was so still. And people from California said that wasn't, no. They said that was planes breaking the sound barriers, Air Force Base. It wasn't that, no. And another thing is, too, they did a study for Texas, earthquakes possibly hitting Texas, and it's really not too bad a deal ever happened much, but it did in 1995. I can't remember the Richter scale, but it totally leveled a town in West Texas, and except for the wooden the houses that move, everything that didn't move. And they kind of played it down. I thought, you know, I just looked at that whole thing this last weekend. I had printed out stuff like that, and it was so old that I had it together with a paper clip. It rusted on it. So I fixed it where, I could read the whole thing. And they didn't, they just couldn't really face it as much as they should. And all they say is, we know what happened when the Madrid quake happened, and this is how far into Texas this would go if it happened. Another one happened on the Madrid fault. And, they discovered all these faults they didn't know they had when they started dumping all that, fracking water down. And all of a sudden they started having earthquakes. So people here have predicted an earthquake of 9.0 in Fort Worth. So I said it.
Okay.
Now, we don't know. I mean, I think God is merciful, so He can hold back anything, and that's the way I want to talk about it. Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye. Pat, thank you for your call. The call number is 512-248-8252. I tend not to discuss Planet X very much. It's an issue that, in my opinion, is not as immediate as what we're facing right now. It's one of those issues that will manifest itself at some point in the future. I don't know when. People are always bugging me for a date. I don't know when. But the immediate things we have to deal with is the consequences of worldwide genocide in the form of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots, the threat posed by the international communist conspiracy, the Russians, the Chinese, the North Koreans, and so forth. Those are the, you know, the, our whole financial system is at risk.
Sure, so
many issues that are in our face as opposed to one that will happen at some point in the future, which may be several years, maybe more than that. I don't know how far away it is.
And add to that the health issues going on right now and the food and water, the pricing there. I mean, look what happened in Jackson, Mississippi. The whole city is without water.
Yeah, I don't know how far Deputy Hendricks is from Jackson, but he may be part of helping to deal with that as a deputy sheriff. I don't know.
It's not only the effects of the flood, but it's the aging infrastructure. You know, the aging water infrastructure there, which happens everywhere in the or many places in the country, and this is one of the reasons that we feel so strongly that people need to have the ability to create their own potable water. You know, and our Ready Pure unit is a phenomenal way of doing that. And I just think, you know, being able to take water from a pond or even water from the street if you have to, and at least know that you can remove the biological contaminants. And, you know, because of how this unit is constructed, we have an infill media inside the ceramics, which actually cuts down a lot of the chemical contaminants, you know, in the water as well. Everything from chloramines to chlorine to, you know, reduction of fluoride, the whole megilla, and just really, really, really important. I mean, you hate to have to, you know, go down to some government, you know, a place in order to pick up water, because for sure it'll be gone in the stores, you know, rapidly in any kind of emergency. And that's why these Ready Pure units are so important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We do open lines at 512-248-8252. Well, we have elections coming up soon. We're looks like the conservative Christian Patriots will once again control the U.S. Congress. That really needs to happen. Conservative Christian Patriots may or may not control the U.S. Senate. And we need to make sure that conservative Christian Patriots are both registered to vote and get to the polls to vote, don't we, Kirk?
On top of that, you see all kinds of effort happening now at the local level. You know, there's a lot of school board elections going on that you know, the Christian Patriots are really getting behind, and they're having big wins, you know, in areas of Texas, which is a very important state, you know, as you know. And there's a lot of ways to participate, folks, and there's a lot of websites up now on the internet about, you know, participation, not necessarily giving money, but, you know, giving effort and energy toward these causes, you know, on a local level, which every one of us can do. I haven't been to a local Republican meeting in a while, but I intend to go back and see if I can kick in a little bit between now and November.
All right. Well, Kirk, getting these people to the polls, getting our friends and neighbors, the conservative Christian Patriots, to the polls is something that is not optional. We need to make sure that they have transportation. If they need child care, help them with child care. Whatever it takes to get these people to the polls is what needs to happen this November, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we need to fight back in every way that we possibly can. And I think we're probably going to see some, you know, some under the table, you know, behavior between now and then, for sure. And I think we can fight against it, you know, with a big turnout.
Well, it's imperative. It is absolutely imperative that we do what we can to make sure we're successful at the polls. 12 states have changed their protocols for voting to eliminate the fraud. And that's something we really, really need to pay attention to in all 50 states. I think California is hopelessly lost. There's too many communists in charge here to change it. I regret that, but I think that's probably what's going on. But in many of the remaining 49 states, there's a high likelihood that we can eliminate the Dominion voting machines, eliminate the mail-in ballots, eliminate these drop boxes. The drop boxes that will be used in November, there's going to be hundreds of tailgate parties, possibly thousands, at the drop boxes all night long, people with video cameras recording everybody that goes to the drop box. And if a person has a handful of ballots for the drop box, their image will be recorded, their license plate will be recorded, and they will be reported to the proper authorities, Kirk. And that really needs to happen, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that's another really important thing. But I think, like you say, I think that the turnout and making sure that we do what we did, you know, back in 2016 is very, very important. You know, we need to all of us go on a recruiting war path for friends and relatives and, you know, people that tend not to vote, younger people. They all need to be nudged, you know, toward the ballot box, you know, for November, no doubt about it. You know, I was watching another news show yesterday, and it was live coverage of what's happening down at the Mexico border. And they were showing, you know, these latest caravans, you know, of illegals, you know, coming across. And I got to tell you, I noticed a big difference between the average look of these individuals and what we saw years back with these other caravans. I mean, we're talking about just literally almost everybody being, you know, war age, young male, I would say 16 to 25. You know, a lot of them were spouting weapons. I mean, it's bizarre. I mean, a huge difference in the demographic of these latest caravans than what we saw before. And that's another big area of concern. And a lot of them, I guess, are banking on the fact that they're going to be bused, you know, from Texas and from Arizona up to places like New York and New England. And they're actually excited about that.
And now Chicago.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and now Chicago also, another sanctuary city. Well, when these city councils voted to make themselves a sanctuary city, they basically said, come on in. You're illegal alien. Yeah, we don't know if you have tuberculosis or some other communicable disease, but come on in anyway. We don't know if you're a criminal, a violent criminal. We know you're criminal because you came across the border illegally. You're a criminal by definition since you violated our immigration laws. But since we don't care if you're a criminal, come on in anyway. And now the mayors and city councils of these same cities are outrageous that the government of Texas is just doing a natural, normal follow-up. Hey, Chicago. Hey, New York. You signed up to want these people. Now you're going to get them. What's the big deal?
It's you know, I mean, you couple this on top of the economic issues, you know, the money printing gone berserk, all of these things happening, you know, additional funds being sent, you know, overseas. I mean, all of these things are happening at one time. And I don't know how, you know, we can avoid, you know, serious issues. I mean, there are those that are predicting that there's actually going to be rioting in the streets, you know, here in the early fall. And I don't doubt it based on what I see going on.
Yep. These are complex matters. We need to be active locally. You know, there's a lot of pretty much there's probably some exceptions, but there's about 3,300 counties in the United States. Most of these counties are going to have a Republican Central Committee. And many of these committees have vacancies because people simply don't care. Most people don't even know there is a Republican Central Committee in their county. It's unknown to most people most of the time. They don't know that they can file for office to be a committeeman, which I did. I am a Republican committeeman for my Republican Central Committee. And the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, all their power comes from the county level. Without the men and women working at the county level, they have no power. They simply don't, Kirk. That's where the power comes from. And it's being neglected by many conservative Christian Republicans all over the country. We have quite a few vacancies in my county, Crawford County, Missouri, because people simply don't care. They don't know. And so I'll ask you, Kirk, are you aware of who is your Republican committee person, committee man, committee woman from the township that you live in, sir?
I don't know. I haven't been to the meetings in about 2 years.
It's public record. You don't need to go to the meetings.
Right. I'm not aware of who it is. The man that ran the show for the Republican committee here in our county passed away about a year ago. And who took his place, I'm not sure.
Right.
And he was a wonderful, I mean, I think that man is probably irreplaceable.
Right.
I mean, he was phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Hard worker.
But, like I said, I plan on getting back involved again now. I'm a little late, I know, but we've had so much happening on the property. I mean, again, this week I had a failure in a hot water heater. My Gator utility vehicle has got a problem with the clutch cover. I mean, it's like one thing after another, and maybe that's a blessing that I'm getting to address all these things, you know, before we may not be able to address them anymore.
Absolutely. We got a caller here, Kirk, and we got a break coming up. John in Oklahoma. Good morning, John. Hold on for the break here, John. We'll get your comments after the break. We're almost done this hour.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back. John in Oklahoma, what's your question or comments? We're almost out of time here.
Oh, yes, sir. Quick water question. I live in southeastern Oklahoma in the Kiamishi Mountains, so we're either very rocky mountains or swamps and rivers in between. My nice. Ground is extremely yellow, acidic.
Sulfur?
iron, I believe.
Okay.
But you can wash a white T-shirt, and it comes out looking like a Manila envelope.
Right. Yeah, you're going to need water conditioning to take care of that. Go ahead and reach out to us, yeah, and we'll help you.
All right. Like, I have several wells. I'm also on a gravity feed system for the community.
Sure.
So it would need to be something, you know, like an incoming where I could pull off the well or the gravity feed and filter into the house.
Well, we can definitely take a look at it. Yeah, reach out to us afterward. I'll give you the office number. It's area code 336-525-1015.
All right, sir. Okay. I will try and call later today. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Let's see if we can squeeze one more in Melissa. Here. One more. Melissa in Maryland. Go ahead, Melissa.
Okay, hi. This was actually... This is a Republican-Democrat comment, so is that acceptable since you were talking about central committees?
Well, of course. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Great. Okay. Well, the comment that I was going to make just on the tail end of that is that I'd rather not... It's certainly the company you keep has a lot to do with it. But I try not to make assumptions about Republican and Democrat because at least in my state, if you look it up in the election law, there are not qualifications to be either Republican or Democrat. And so I think that Democrats and Republicans are capable of doing the same things. It's just a matter of who does it. So I wouldn't want to put Republicans or Democrats either on higher regard. And I just, you know, look at it because there aren't qualifications to be Republican or Democrat is what I'm getting at. And there aren't qualifications to be Republican or Democrat candidates. It's simply a box you check on a voter registration application. So, I mean, there's no definition of a Democrat and there's no definition of a Republican. So, you know, you just have to keep that in mind when you're voting and when you're looking at candidates. You could be pleasantly surprised by some Democrats and you could be very disappointed by some Republicans.
That's right. Yep, that's true.
Okay, thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Melissa. Right.
John, before we close, can I give a quick little paragraph about the water?
Make it quick. We're almost out of time.
I'll make it quick. Yeah. So a national assessment of tap water quality found 260 contaminants in our nation's tap water. 141 of these contaminants have no enforceable safety limits. 141 out of 260. Of the 141, utilities detected in water supplies, this is between 1998 and 2003, 52 of those chemicals are linked to cancer, 41 to reproductive toxicity, 36 to developmental toxicity, and 16 to immune system damage.
Okay.
That's why every one of us needs to have water filtration.
Thank you, Kirk. We appreciate it.
Sure thing, John.
Top of the hour break. We're back with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Stay tuned.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.